Jerry Bader Show 925 played for you about half of a 12-minute exchange that took place earlier this week on CNBC between Rick Santelli, father of the Tea Party movement. He had that rant 5 years ago where he said it's time for a new Tea Party and the traitors behind him were, Well, he is trying to lead the charge again for those of us who believe that there could be another catastrophic collapse coming on the stock markets, that what we are experiencing now is an artificially created bubble. I am firmly in that camp. There's a chicken and egg argument going on that the government, the Fed, if you will, the Fed should continue artificially stimulating the market until the market can hum on its own. And Santelli's argument is it will never take off on its own as long as you artificially stimulate it. Here's the best analogy that I can come up with. Leaving training wheels on a bike until a kid learns to ride without them. You never learn to ride without them. Here's a better example. My slightly sore shoulders made me think of it. Told you that a friend is helping me work out resistance exercise. He did this thing called pyramiding. We've done it the last two times where you put more weight on, but you do fewer reps until you get down to just one and you try to lift it. He put on more than he knew I could lift, but psychologically tried to convince me I could lift it. And then afterwards, he told me what he was doing. He knew I wasn't going to be able to lift that, but he wanted me to feel the weight. And the one thing I did do is what's called the negative, bringing it down. I was able to control that much weight down to my chest. I couldn't push off and get it back up there on my own. And he knew, he was watching me. He knew I wasn't going to be able to do that, but I felt the weight. At some point, I'm going to be able to do that. I have shown pretty good growth in how much weight I can push up in just the month or so we've been working together. I've pretty much doubled the weight that I can push up. But I couldn't do that. If the market is never tested without this artificial stimulation, you're never going to know. Now, here's where it gets interesting, though. Santelli's argument is that we are not still in crisis, so we shouldn't be doing easy money, crisis mode policies. But the reality is the economy has not grown that much at all, and there is not robust job growth. There are not the things that you would expect in this situation. And you heard him mention PE ratio, price to earnings. That's what the price of stock to earnings ratio. All of this stuff is out of whack because it's not real. That which isn't real will expose itself as not real at some point. And the steeper the rise, the harder the fall. I agree with Santelli completely. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.